Okay, let's dive into something. Well, pretty strange. We're looking at a specific file, recovered, seems to center on an artifact that, it just shouldn't exist.
Right. The file points to November 3rd, 1901, Philadelphia, a sealed wax cylinder.
Yeah, found during some like unrelated historical preservation work. At first you'd think standard find, right? A
Yeah.
curiosity.
Absolutely. Standard procedure. They cleaned it, got the right equipment to play it back, expecting maybe some old music, a speech.
Something from the era. But what they heard, it completely breaks with, well, everything we know about 1901 technology.
Wasn't music, wasn't a normal voice. The file uses the term metallic, digital sounding even.
And the message, it's short, just four words.
S system reboot successful instance human 3.0.
Yeah. And that is the core problem highlighted in the file's own analysis, that sound quality, a digital voice. It wasn't just impossible in 1901, the very idea was decades off.
And get this, the file also notes the specific location. No electricity, not back then.
Right, so even if someone had some secret, super advanced tech, how do you even power it there?
You don't. The tech needed for that sound just didn't exist, period. We're
Oh.
talking maybe a century too early.
But here's the kicker, and this is crucial. The file claims there was verification.
Experts, it says, looked at the cylinder itself, the physical object.
Bin.
The wax, the aging, the wear patterns. It all matched 1901. So the container, the cylinder, is apparently genuinely old.
But the recording inside, it's impossible. That conflict, that's where the file splits into these two, like, totally different interpretations.
Exactly. The file itself documents these opposing viewpoints. Let's unpack the first one.
Okay, perspective one. This part of the analysis described in the file, it leans into the sheer impossibility of it all, sees it as maybe proof of a break in reality.
Yeah, like a time loop or maybe just a glitch, a temporal echo, maybe.
The file lays out the thinking, sort of. If you have a real object from 1901, physically verify, but it holds a message that sounds like it's from the future.
Then our whole understanding of linear time, maybe reality itself, has to be wrong.
And it connects directly to the message, right? Instance human 3.0, that maybe this isn't the first time around for humanity.
Exactly. A reboot. Maybe we're version 3.0 after, well, versions 1.0 and 2.0 failed somehow. It's a heavy implication.
What's interesting is how this view, documented in the file, uses the physical impossibility, the fact of the cylinder, as evidence for something, well, metaphysical.
Right. It suggests that when faced with something that just cannot exist according to known history and physics,
Yeah.
maybe the explanation isn't historical or physical.
Maybe reality itself is just glitchier than we think. If this cylinder can pop up, what else is possible? Simulation, cycles.
Makes you wonder. But then the file does a complete 180. It presents this other theory found right alongside the first one.
Okay, theory two. This isn't a glitch in reality.
No, this theory argues it's deliberate. A piece of manufactured disinformation. Planted.
Designed to mess with our perception of reality or history.
Precisely. This analysis suggests the cylinder wasn't just found. It was placed. Made somehow. Maybe recently, maybe not. But made to look old and put there to be discovered.
And then documented in an archive like this one to give it legitimacy. But why? What's the goal?
Well, the file suggests the aim could be to inject doubt. Deep doubt about how technology developed, about human history itself.
To make you question the neat timeline we all learn.
Exactly. Who gains if people start thinking maybe super advanced tech existed way back? Or that history isn't fixed, that it could be faked, rewritten after the fact?
So this view frames the cylinder not as some cosmic mystery, but as a weapon. A psychological tool.
A calculated move to manipulate our understanding, using this impossible object to plant a seed of doubt about, well, everything, time, progress, maybe even who we are.
It's really something that the file contains both of these interpretations. It doesn't pick a side.
No, it just lays out the anomaly, the cylinder exists, the message is impossible, and here are two ways people tried to make sense of it.
And that was our goal here, right? To dissect these two documented viewpoints from the file. Explore what each one means if it were true. What does this whole documented puzzle suggest to you, the listener?
Yeah, the file gives you the contradiction, not the answer. Is it evidence that reality is unstable?
Or is it proof of a sophisticated attempt to make us think reality is unstable or that history is wrong?
So, reflecting on this dive, we've looked at this 1901 Philadelphia cylinder file. The message, S system reboot, successful instance, human 3.0. Just bizarre.
And we walked through the two paths the file itself explored. First, the idea that it's real evidence of a glitch, a time slip, a reality loop, maybe humanity peeing on its third try.
Yeah. If something like that can physically exist and be verified from that era, what does that really mean about the world you think you live in? How stable is it?
Then there's the other path from the file. This is deliberate disinformation planted to make us doubt history, doubt technology's timeline.
A targeted operation. Someone went to the trouble to fake this, plant it, get it documented.
Mm-hmm.
Who are they? And why do they want you specifically questioning the past?
The file itself, as we said, it doesn't conclude. You just have the mystery, the verified object with the impossible content, and these two warring interpretations from whoever analyzed it first.
It raises questions about the archive itself, doesn't it? Why document something like this? Why include both theories?
Definitely. And for you listening, think about it. A verified artifact that shatters known history. How does confronting that possibility that history could be wrong or deliberately messed with affect how you see today or tomorrow?
This file was dated 1901, Instance Human 3.0. If that message holds any truth, even metaphorically, are there other files? Hints of 1.0, 2.0. Buried somewhere.
Or maybe that's the misdirection. Maybe the real question isn't about a reboot, but about who benefits from planting this specific file, this specific doubt, right where you can find it.